Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. As promised, we're going to continue my week-long conversation with Jamie Smart, the best-selling author of the book Clarity and the brand new book Results. And today we're going to talk about the truth about goals. We began talking about goals. Let's go deeper into this idea of goals. Like, where do you stand on goals? When a client comes to you, is it important to you that they've got clearly defined goals? Is that optional? Like, how do you hear goals, given what you've come to understand about how results are created?
So I've got a couple of perspectives on it. It looks to me, first of all, like goal seeking is a fundamental orientation of human neurology. Like, even just us getting on this podcast involved multi-level layers of, setting objectives and measuring criteria, evidence criteria, and all kinds.
That's right, folks. This might sound really casual, but there were multi-level neurological events, whatever Jamie said.
It was all automatic. We didn't even have to think about it. It was like, oh yeah, no, I got to be there on time. Okay, I'll turn on my computer. I'll get the microphone out. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it. I doubt you were either. It was all happening automatically. And that happens for all 7 billion of us on this planet. Every day, people are setting and achieving countless goals without even thinking about it. So one of my takes on it is it's totally natural and normal. It's a natural thing that you're doing anyway. My other perspective on it is a goal is a thought. And as a thought, it can be a useful thought for organizing groups of people or for managing sequences of events or, delivering complex projects on time. But a goal has no power in and of itself. So to that extent, I'm indifferent about them. I use them myself when it makes sense to, and I don't when it doesn't. I encourage my clients to use them when it makes sense to and not when it doesn't, but they have no power. They're just like a tool. It's, to me, it's sort of like asking, what's your position on toothbrushes? It's like, well, they can be useful for a variety of things, but there are a variety of things that they're no use for.
So if somebody comes, is there a difference then in your mind with a desired end result and a goal, or is that just two words for the same thing?
They seem like two words for the same thing to me, but what do you have in mind when you ask that?
Again, I'm thinking if I pick up a book called Results, and it's not because it's written by my mate, Jamie Smart, right? If I pick up a book called Results, it's because there's some desired end result. There's something in my life I would like to see happen or bring into being. And I want to be supported in doing that.
And, absolutely.
And so it's like, is that a goal? Is that my toothbrush? Or is that something different?
Well, now here's what it looks like to me. How it seems to me is that every single one of us is creative, has huge potential. We have potential for love and connection. We have potential for health and for growing and evolving. We have potential for presence and peace of mind. We have potential for contribution and for innovation and for resilience. We have all these potentials, and these potentials are sort of like superpowers that are the resources that we need to create whatever results make sense to us. Now, what I find with my clients, and I bet you find something similar, but let me know, is that often when I first work with them, they've got a whole bunch of results that they have, a bunch of goals or objectives. And when I prod a little bit, I discover that those are the objectives that they think they need in order to feel better about themselves and better about life. And my position is, look, as far as I know, there may be completely awesome stuff that you're going to be up to in the world and that you're going to create and that would dwarf the things on that list, or maybe not. Maybe they'll be smaller or wider or longer or whatever. But the more aligned your perception is with reality, the easier it is to create the goals, the results, the objectives that are aligned with who you really are, with what's really important to you, with what really matters to you. And those are the ones where you can really fly. Those are the ones, you know, you ask the real goals that you can get behind and take action and do all that kind of stuff. So to me, the first job of results as a book is to start with getting people, you used a great metaphor once of if someone's driving along in a car with mud all over the windscreen, job one is to clear the windscreen. So the first part of the book really is about clearing the windscreen and getting people realigned with and reassociated with those power, those internal superpowers that we all have. Then part two is all about, okay, how do you have an impact on other people? So that's, and that can be in terms of influence, that can be in terms of your relationships, that can be in terms of gathering together teams or communities and that sort of thing. Because all too often the results we want to create, we can't do them by ourselves. They involve other people. So part two is all about, okay, let's talk about, we've talked about you, now let's talk about other people.
Enough about you. Yeah. What do other people think about you?
And then part three is, okay, how do you leverage that? You know, we live at an amazing time in history where it's never been easier to have incredible reach. Like every single person who's got a smartphone has access to Google and things like that that give untold riches of knowledge and information that were only available to the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world even 50 or 100 years ago. So we live at a time of unprecedented opportunity. How do you get leverage in creating the results that matter to you? And so the first part of it really in clearing the windscreen is as much about getting clear on the goals or objectives or results or whatever that really matter to you. But it's also about awakening the inevitable results of living more deeply in alignment with who you really are and how life really works. And what I found in my own life and what I see again and again in the lives of my clients is the more aligned your understanding is with how life already works, the deeper your connections with other people, the more access you have to your own wisdom and intuition, the more resilient you are, the more creative and innovative you are. There just seems to be huge, you know, it's interesting in the old days before all the kind of more, you know, NLP and the big self-development craze of the 60s and that sort of thing.
In the old days, folks, back in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah. No, I'm talking way back in the early 1900s. All the personal development books were about developing your character, being of good character, being honest and integrous and hardworking and resilient. So all those kind of, what they used to call high character. Well, it looks to me like we're all actually born with that already preloaded. It's not a muscle that you build. It's something that gets covered over by insecurity that arises from the outside in misunderstanding. And as you fall out of that insecurity, as you fall out of that misunderstanding, where you land is reality, the reality you're built for. And what you find is you have those qualities of character of, you know, resilience and courage and creativity and all that stuff. It's already there. So I look at those as the inevitable results of living more closely in alignment with who you really are and how your mind works.
I hope you're enjoying listening to this as much as I enjoyed talking with Jamie about it. If you want to learn more about how to create results in your life, how to think less and achieve more, go to jamiesmart.com and you can download the first couple of chapters of the book on the site and learn more about it and order your copy. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the only two challenges that are between you and creating the results you desire most in your life. Until then, have fun. Learn heaps. We'll talk soon.